LA Times columnist, Shifting Demographics to Further Doom Republican Party. By John Binder on November 18, 2019. The nation's shifting demographics will further doom the Republican Party. Not only in California but across the country, a Los Angeles Times columnist writes. Liberal columnist George Skelton writes in the Times that California's changing demographics have turned the once red state into a deep blue enclave where no Republicans can get elected statewide anymore. Democrats dominate politics in California and Republicans are doomed for one simple, overriding reason, shifting demographics. Emphasis added. Republicans are heading into a demographic cul-de-sac, says longtime Democratic strategist Bob Shrum, director of the Jesse M. Unruh Institute of Politics at USC. Emphasis added. This is not just in California, but nationally. It's happening here first. But it'll tend to happen around the country. Emphasis added. As Skelton notes, California voters have not elected a Republican statewide since 2006. In 1990, 39% of registered voters in the state were Republicans. Today, less than 24% of registered voters in California are Republicans, while 44% are Democrats. Nearly 27% of California's voters are swing voters who lean heavily towards Democrats. At the same time, California's population has shifted almost exclusively due to the current legal immigration system that brings about 1.2 million mostly low-skilled legal immigrants to the U.S. every year. These immigrant residents are vastly more likely to vote Democrat in elections, academic research has repeatedly discovered. The result has meant that more than one in four California residents were born outside the U.S., with the majority from Central and South America, as well as Asia. In terms of votes, nearly 6 in 10 Latino likely voters and 43% of likely Asian American voters in the state are Democrats. Similar trends have been realized in unlikely states like Virginia, where most recently Democrats took full control of state government, from the state house to the governor's mansion. A report by the New York Times admitted that a tidal wave of legal immigration has helped transform the southern state from a GOP stronghold to now a Democrat toss-up. Under current legal immigration levels, the U.S. is on track to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters in the next two decades. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million who will arrive in the country through chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. The impact of legal immigration levels was evident in the 2016 election despite President Trump's victory over Hillary Clinton. Among native-born Americans, Trump won 49% to Clinton's 45%, according to exit polling data. Among foreign-born residents, Clinton dominated against Trump, garnering 64% of the immigrant population's vote compared to Trump's mere 31%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.